Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the bi-week edition, and Pete Bursich, analyst for Vikings Radio Network, stopped by. Take a look at some film before we play Chicago in a week. He'll do the same thing next week, but boy, we have some good things to look at from that victory over Washington. Overall, what'd you think of the game?
It's a testament to those guys hanging in there, and you know, everything went their whole way. The offense started out a little slowly, missed some big plays, but they hung in there, and they just kept coming back. I thought the defense played well. Still positive in the turnover ratio. So those big things are being taken care of. But we have some unlikely faces that are starting to show up, guys like Chase Ford and some of these other tight ends that we're not so familiar with. And we'll show you what they did on Sunday.
Yeah, the Vikings tight ends combined for 96 yards and one touchdown. May not be Kyle Rudolph, but nevertheless, Chase Ford and Rhett Ellison, as you will see, provided some good memories in the Menards film room.
One of the things you'll see here is one of the classic 2x2 formations. This is all about the tight ends. And you remember Jermaine Wigan, he made a living doing this. And basically, both tight ends are going to release and come up the field, and you're going to end up with four receivers, kind of equally spaced. And these tight ends have what they call an option route. They can stick, they can move, and all they want to do is get away from the coverage. And we'll see this. As they break out, both tight ends, boom, they're routing out their routes. And all Teddy's doing is looking for the void in the coverage.
Nice.
And he finds one right here. So this is basically what you'd call a bread and butter type play for
nice.
The tight ends. And when you see it from the end zone, you get to see both tight ends, how they're running their routes. And one of the keys, if you look right here, is that where's Teddy looking?
Yep.
He's looking over this way.
That's
it
great.
Keeps him in his spot, and it opens up because he's chasing to the flat. So now you have this whole big area right in there for Rhett Ellison to work.
That's very nice.
And boom, he gets open. And the other thing that's nice, too, is he catches that ball and wastes no time. It's about 7 or 8 extra yards after the reception. So that's fantastic as well. Now, a little bit of misdirection. Here you have a two tight end set up here. This is basically what you would think as a defender, a pretty run-heavy set. You'd think you're going to run the football probably to the two tight end side. You get a nice little down block, little deke, and then he's just going to leak his way out over here. It's kind of a gotcha play, but it's executed very nicely.
Oh, that's
he's
nice.
He's wide open. Anytime you see a receiver this wide open, that's just a well-designed, well-executed play.
Wow.
And with a little late pressure in Teddy's face, boom, he makes a heck of a catch, turns around. A pretty athletic move by the tight end. And you'll get another chance. As you see this develop, he's going to do this little block down move right here. Watch the eyes of the defense. Everybody is just where? Everybody is over here.
Going after him.
Exactly, chasing him, the guy who had 100 yards last week. So they know who totes the rock, and they know who to watch out for. But look at all that space, all by himself on the backside.
He kind of hid in here, didn't he?
Exactly. That was just the exact thing. He just tried
perfect
to fade.
Perfect for Halloween weekend.
Exactly. Just trying to hide among the weeds is all he was doing. So it was a good move. Now, again, tight ends. This is what you call a wheel route, okay? What you're doing is you're running two guys through the same zone. You have a wide receiver that'll come in here and try to pull this guy out. Normally, you'll have another flat defender or someone underneath.
Yeah.
The tight end will run here, but then he'll peg it and then run it up the zone. So you really have two guys running through this deep third over here trying to basically overload it. So they had man-to-man, but still able to get down. And look at that. Look at those feet. Boom. What a catch. I mean, it's a back shoulder throw. That's Chase Ford. That's a heck of a throw by Teddy, number one.
Yeah.
As he play actions, turns his back on the defense, gets his feet set, boom. Nice lane, good protection. Look at this. Nice throwing lane. This is what he can do when he has a throwing lane. This is why it's so important to have a quarterback with that kind of lane. Nice strong throw, and look at that. Puts it right where it needs to be, both feet down.
That's good coverage.
That's a very athletic play overall. Yeah, I mean, the coverage couldn't possibly be any better. The ball was put right where it needed to be.
Wow.
So defensively, again, Everson Griffin, I don't think any of us can say enough about what he's been doing and how he's been playing. And I think so much of it just has to do with his pursuit and with his effort. And right here, he plays this play so well. He just steps down and shuffles, makes RG3 think that the handoff's going to happen. It doesn't. And then he's right there. And see what he does? These two guys are working in tandem. He cuts off on the outside,
that's
and he's
going
to be in here. It's just like covering a kick.
Yeah.
And RG3, boom. If there's one thing that RG3 wasn't so sure of, he wasn't on his feet like that. But this is a very athletic elite play. Stays square, gets his feet back in the dirt. It's not easy to keep your shoulders square. Everson Griffin, as we said, is just playing at an elite level. Now, let's flip the record and show you how the Vikings ran that play. Same similar kind of play, but what's nice here, you get the release by the tight end. Looks like a pass. So the linebacker's doing what? he's bailing out, and that opens up this lane right here. As long as Kerrigan doesn't make the tackle, nice job blocking. This is what we're talking about when you have Phil Loadholt and all this size teeing off and pushing this line this way. It allows Asiata to be straight downhill. I mean, he takes that ball on the hash mark and just stays right on the hash mark.
Hey.
And there's so much. Phil's pushing this guy so far back, the other linebacker can't even get over the top to make the tackle.
This is a first-round pick in Ryan Kerrigan.
Yep.
Completely lost.
Absolutely, completely lost. He's not square. He's not playing one or the other, just like we saw Everson Griffin doing.
Yeah.
He's really not. And you would think that he'd seen this play in practice, seen this thing run by his offense a million times, that he'd be more schooled in the way this happens. But
that's nice.
Those last 3 or 4 yards, that's all on Asiata. Watch this wall of humanity. Look at that push that they're getting. It's such a great push. It's keeping this guy from even getting over the top and making a backside play. That's the difference between a 4 and 5 yard play and what we have here. Mm. Boom, a touchdown.